Hello?
Hey, Ollie. This is Sheldon again.
My biggest concern right now, of course, is the money issue because you gave me that list a few weeks back and you said we would have a chance to talk about it, then we all got sick. But I'm so sorry that you got sick. But my concern is, when I originally signed up, and I even spoke with this with the person that signed me up, I said, I don't want you to quote me a price, and then I get hit by a bunch of things that, is kind of like a loss leader type thing. So I'm feeling that way with the prices that you gave me.
Wait,
So I'm having a little bit of
can
problems
you
now.
remind me where I gave you the price? Because I can't recall where I gave it to you. Did I give it to you on text or did I give it to you on the portal? Text. Wait, what? Because I have a re as you can understand, I have a very good memory, so I usually forget what I sent or what exactly or was I talking about when I sent it to you.
It was just the prices of the things that how it's going to cost.
Wait. When did I send this? Okay, so that's exactly why. That's the message attached to it. So brace yourself. It's there for an exact reason because this is something. These are added. So what you signed up for was ghostwriting, right? Okay. So aside from ghostwriting, what the only thing you had to do was get copyrights, but that's something for protection, right? Because initially, I'll be very honest with you. If we talk about, if the front guy on the front talks about copyrights from the get-go, it's not something that usually works out because people don't get it before they understand that we're actually trying to do work for them. If they
Right,
try to
right.
talk it on the first call, you would understand that as well. If they started talking about copyrights and getting them, you wouldn't be here right now. Am I right?
Probably not. Probably not.
Probably
Yeah.
not. That's
To be
one
honest.
reason. And I'm being very honest with you. That's how it is. That's why we started stopped talking about it before. At the start of the days, because initially, if you don't show work, if you don't form a relationship, there's no point in talking about it. Otherwise, it's just redundant, right?
Oh, yeah, and then after you get a copyright, then you throw in the cost because then the writer's kind of stuck with everything. I mean,
No. The
so.
reason why I gave those to you, you don't have to offer those. You have to keep in mind that this is something, this is not just you. This is something I'm going to offer to everyone. Why? Because we've been doing this for so many years, we understand what goes into it. Because look at this way, we're not giving you any, we're not gonna, I'm not going to give you any sort of commitment on, like, you're going to get big sales or stuff like that. What this does is, every book has a time of maturity, right? You understand how a book matures, eventually becomes something of a selling product for you, right? Now, there's a timeline that comes with that. Now, once you get your book published, a good selling point for it would be, let's say, the maturity time is like 1.5 years to 2 years. That's normally how long a book takes to actually sink into the market, and you understand that, right?
Well, I mean, I don't. It doesn't take that long for
Depends on the author. I'll be
right.
very honest with you. It depends on how known you are. If you're known, you write a book, it's gonna go big. But if you're not known, you're a first-time author, that's gonna take a while to get off. Even if you
Well,
like, if you want to check facts and figures, you can check them up. You can do your research, because this is like normal procedure for us to tell you about these things. If you want to check it up, it's completely fine.
no, that's the problem is
The only point of marketing is to reduce that time of maturity. Like, let's say if your maturity time is 1.5 to 2 years, Because the book that go big are basically heavily pre-marketed, but that's not something other people in the common you know, market would see. A good book is usually marketed about 6 months to 1 year before its launch in order to get to that bestseller point. And at that point, the book needs to be really good as well. It needs to start rolling in reviews, because a bestseller needs to hit, at least according to Amazon, to be on a bestseller list, you need to hit 5,000 sales in the first 2 weeks. And that's a lot.
Well, what they talked about is the baseline of what I'm going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And like how much per book you think, you know, because it's just going to be paperback, right? So.
Is your not going for ebook?
An ebook, yeah. I mean, no hard. So.
Yeah, no hardcover. You're gonna have ebook and paperback, yeah.
And I don't even know if I should even mess with paperback, you know, because.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm asking. These are things I'm asking. Like, should I even mess with that? Because ebooks are so much more popular.
But you have the option for both. Why not go for both? A lot of people still to this day and age would prefer to have a real book, you know? And
yep.
Something very important, the reason to have paperbacks, signed copies.
There's no way I'm going to have to go sign copies.
Oh, please. I've seen, like, we have had people who didn't used to believe it, but it depends. You can always have a blast, and you never know that. Okay. I'll tell you something. I have a guy I used to work with. Okay, he's 80 right now. Okay, he's 80. When he was 65, he started doing something called synagogues. Do you know what synagogues are?
The wood
style painting. You know. It's a very unique kind of painting called synagogues. Okay. It basically depicts images drawn on wood, but in black and white. Okay. It's a very special kind of art. So that guy started doing that after when he started, because 65, he's 80 right now. And his work popped off so hard that he's selling one book paperback, okay, one paperback copy, not signed, for $800 a piece. And they sell.
An author, he's a no name. Begin. This is his first. I mean, he was someone that just started out with them.
I'm losing you. Are you in a place with bad reception? Because I'm losing you in between.
No, my phone is dying, and it's losing reception. That's why.
Ah, I see.
Hey, can you still hear me?
So it's low on charge? Or is it just, like, the overall life of the phone is trying to, you know, it's getting expired?
And I have it on charging, so I'm sitting here talking.
I see. Which phone do you have?
iPhone.
Like, which one? iPhones, like, there's so many.
Not this year's, but last year's.
Last year, so we're talking...
12?
12, yeah. Okay. iPhone 12, that shouldn't be, like, is it dying with, should it be dying just to charge? If the phone is dying itself, then that's a problem.
Charge. Just the charge.
Okay.
Only 100% charge left.
Yeah.
So...
Well, anyways, getting back to what we were talking about. So, you never know when you might hit that boom in your life. So, you can, you know, hope for the best, plan for the worst. That's my strategy, at least.
Well, I'm a teacher, so I have to plan everything.
It's not something, again, that's not something you have to do. Everything with us is not something like, oh my God, if you don't do this, you won't be able to get it. That's not the point. The point of this is just let you know this is a service that we offer. Okay?
And I'm asking the package to put together.
You're talking about what I sent you together?
What's a good package to put together?
I'll be honest with you, Holly. I keep losing you, and all I hear is together. The rest is just blurred out.
Maybe my phone got wet. I said, what is a good package to put together?
Oh, what is a good package to put together? Okay. Okay. Well, let me see.
A moderate package.
personally, what I would recommend to you is the best thing, although a lot of other things that we have, but the best thing I would recommend is social media. That's the...
Oh, I suck at social media.
That's the point. Like, the biggest reach that you get for a book, because you're, in your case, even the... Because it has few aspects of religion as well. It's easier to pop off on social media. Like, the best campaigns, it's amazing, man. I think it's funny, and it's also amazing that the easiest campaigns to run are related to religious books, because we don't have to do a lot for them. A lot of people just see, oh, this is religious, and they go for it.
Cool.
And it's for us, it's funny. Because I feel like we started doing marketing, we expected religious books to be the toughest to deal with. But then we started to get, and then we're like, this is easy.
Even today?
Yeah, actually, the thing is, like, when you, because how paid marketing works is, we basically start a page for, let's say we're talking Facebook, okay, we're going to start a page, we start paid marketing, okay. What we're going to increase is the outreach of the number of people that will be able to see the post that they'll be making, okay. So our usual target is trying to get at least over 500,000 people to view our posts overall per month.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And not everyone's going to come. Like, from that 500,000, probably 5 to 10% are going to actually come to the page. And, you know, like, they're going to see the post, but only half of them are going to actually, you know, like it, or maybe, you know, move towards coming to the page and liking it.
So we're looking at, if we get 500,000 to the social media, that's 500, get 10%.
Yeah, we're talking like 5 to 10%. And the 5 to 10% is like really good, like, ratio to get. Like, that's 5% is, yeah, I'm saying 5%, 5 to 10%, but I'm not expecting, like, so let me use a calculator because I don't want to sound stupid. I'm saying something wrong, because let me see. If I am, say we have 500,000, and we get a multiply by 0.05. What do we get?
5%.
Wait, did I? Oh, I wrote 5 million, not 5.5. Okay, what's wrong with me?
You just forgot to move the zero.
Yeah, that's multiplying by 0.05, and we have, nope. No, I'm saying way too much, because, like, we can't reach that on the first month. That's impossible. That's 25,000. I thought the number in my head was right, but no, we don't get 5%. Sorry. We get a lot less. We get 25,000. If we start getting 25,000 on the first month, that will be amazing, but that's impossible.
Yeah,
on the first month, we get like 5. We try to get over like 5,000. That's the first month target, to just, you know, go over 5,000 likes on the page. Try to reach 5 million people, get 5,000 likes on the page.
I'm talking about cells, not light. How do you get
The way we do cells, basically, cells are going to work this way, that we'll, on every post, we'll try to get maximum, and the end game of marketing is to get maximum people to view your Amazon link, okay?
Okay.
So, again, with marketing, it's not possible to commit sales because it depends on so many factors when it comes to a book. It's impossible to say, like, you'll find a lot of people on the market that are going to say, like, okay, we'll commit you, you know, 200%, you know, ROI, we'll return on the sales and stuff like that. But that, I will be very honest with you, that's BS. At the end of the day, they're gonna take your cash, they're going to come back, and they'll be like, oh, sorry, we did all of this. This would be committed, but it didn't happen.
So that you have a sales model that, you know, like a romance novel, basically, because I have a couple single romance, which is high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a romance novel. So shouldn't that be like a skill?
Man, I lost you.
This phone is driving. Okay, so I said, so I have a romance novel
mm-hmm.
and a religious romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
So because of those two high targeting factors, shouldn't it be, well, I don't want to say easier, but like my chances of making good sales is higher than some
It is. Why? Because, one, doing your marketing is going to be easy for anyone who picks it up. If they're doing proper marketing, it's going to be comparatively easier. One, it targets two, you know, very easy and well-known genres that actually work. Romance, like, who doesn't like romance, right? But if you're a reader, you're going to like romance at the end of the day.
Right.
Right, and a religious factor is for so many people. You don't even for people who are non-religious are still going to be attracted for the romance factor, right? And people who are religious will be attracted to both because, as a person of religion, you would probably you may or may not be into romance, but most people are still you know find the concept of vanilla romance very cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that my intention is. To what profits I make from this one, I may not be able to invest as much as, but the profits that I make from this is my hope. My goal is to roll it into the second book.
I completely understand.
Yeah, so that's my intention and that's my goal. My ultimate goal is to retire in 10 years and live off my royalties. So,
with that goal in mind, I know it's gonna sound very, you know, if I was in your shoes, I'd still say that sounds gonna sound very sus. But I would recommend marketing if you want to retire in 10 years.
Do what?
I would recommend a good marketing if you want to retire in 10 years.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I might not be able to do that a whole lot with the first one, but with the second one, I can put that into everything into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the point is to get the first book as out there as you can. Isn't that that's going to get the second book live more, you know, quickly rather than the rest of it? Like, that's my perspective.
I understand, but I might have to take the turtle approach instead of the hair approach. So the turtle in the hair. So, so what I was looking at is for what am I going to get? What's the biggest bang for my buck that I'm going to be able to, you know, for my investment? that, because this is an investment. I'm putting out the money. You guys are doing the work. So it's basically an investment. So mm-hmm. what is kind of like, do you understand that? I'm not saying it very clearly because I was.
You're saying what return you're going to get on your investment, right? That's what you're asking.
Well, I'm asking what's the best kind of package to look at to get
in
the
terms
greatest
of returns, eventual returns.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Best package, again. The best thing that you can get from us is social media marketing. Why? Because that's something we do really well. That's something
okay,
we're good at. Okay.
So post in 3 months is average from 2,500 to 4,500 to 6 months. Is 5,500? I'm confused. I'm looking at your text. So how much is that of that social media?
Social media package with the one I sent you, because I'm looking at that message as well. Because
month is 5,500.
Daniel gave you this. Wait.
Can you hear me now?
Daniel, yeah, I can hear you, but Daniel actually gave you these discounts. Wow. Okay.
On the text that you gave me?
Yeah, because I don't remember a lot of things that I do. Because I'm amazing.
How old are you?
The thing is, you're getting I would recommend go for 6 months. That's my perspective. Because one, looking at 3 months, it seems enticing because it's low price, but it's not going to give you a lot. 3 months is not enough marketing to get a book live. We gave that option. I've been trying to fight off it. My management to please remove that. We can deliver 3 months of marketing, but it doesn't provide that level of impact. But they, again, at the end of the day, they don't listen. I can't do much about it. So. 6 months is usually my personal recommendation, because 6 months is a good timeline. Because if you go for marketing, I'm going to get the book done at the same time together. But what I'm going to do first is the first thing we're going to talk is going to be about cover, because I'm going to get your cover design as fast as possible. Why? Because we need a face in order to start marketing the book. We need a face because we're going to start pre-marketing the book.
I have to pay $3,500 for pre.
All of these payments, by the way, that's not a complete payment altogether. If you can manage, that's okay. If you can't manage, the options are in Daniel's hand. But I'm pretty sure. Because I know we get this option to break down payments. So that's always on you. There's not going to be an interest rate or anything involved. It's just to break down because it's a prolonged package. You know, eventually you're going to, because you're signed up, you're going to, once you see the results, you'll start, paying. Because we trust that we do good business. Our client eventually, they don't back out just because, we're not going to show you some crap.
So this, the list that you gave me, you sent me that or Daniel sent me?
I sent those to you, but I discussed them with Daniel because he's better with pricing rather than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in terms of, I can get you a discount, but that's why I was saying wow, because I cannot get you these deals. I'll be very honest with you, the best I could have gotten you for social media would be $4,000 and $6,000. That's my limit. I wouldn't have gotten you these. I'll be very straight up with you.
Wait. He's
the marketing guy. I'm more project management. He's the marketing strategist. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to be.
His like specific, if I would say, zone in terms of strategy is marketing. So he can get you better discounts because he has much more better links compared to me in that field. So, and he's been working for like much, like I think 4 years more than me. He's been in this industry.
You're nicer to me than he is. Okay.
He's a very nice guy. He's probably the nicest people I've met. But he, and you talk to him, it's gonna sound like he's throwing a brick at you, but he's really not. He's just very straight up about what he says. Like you'll feel very monotone when you're talking to him on call. Like he doesn't care about
you. Uh-huh.
But trust me, he's a very nice guy.
Because he said, I need your address. I said, well, I don't give my address over the phone to people I don't know. He goes, well, then I can't sell your book.
Yeah, he's very straight up. He's not anyone who doesn't, like, fall in his line. And he'll be very straight up. Like, if you can't give me this, I can't give you that. Like, it's fine. You don't want it, get out of, get out of my way. What's the point of me talking to you?
I got too many other
it.
Things to take care of, yeah. I keep forgetting y'all are in New York. So.
No, because, like, it's honestly, if you're not, at the end of the day, if you're not going to buy it, why are we arguing on it? Like, if you don't provide something basic, then just stop wasting the time and just go. He's more of a person like that. But when, trust me, when you're in a party zone with him, he's crazy.
Well, good. How about if you ask him to teach or call me about, or just because right now, this list.
Holly, I'm losing you.
I cannot, I'm telling you right now, this list that I got, I cannot do everything on this list. Okay, no way.
What I did for you, what I talked to Daniel about, Daniel, I literally just told him, like, this is what we have. And
right.
I
understand
just threw
that.
It at you.
What I want to know is out of this, what am I going to have to do, and what's going to give me the most results for the least amount of money? Not the least amount of money, but like the, you know, I can't do like a $12,000-$15,000 package. I can't do that right now.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, again, I'm going to recommend two things if you want to go for them. That'd be pre-booking marketing and... That's going to be, and we're talking social media. Those are two things I really recommend. Highest priority is going to be social media. Then comes pre-booking marketing. Pre-booking marketing is going to involve some articles, because I'll get articles and press release, at least one added for your pre-booking marketing. That's what I can do to pull some strings. Okay. One article, one press release, that's not going to charge you anything. And pre-booking marketing.
Okay.
Post-social media marketing means, like, once the book is published. Okay, pre-booking marketing is before the book is published. That's why it costs less, because it's harder. Like, we're not going to be going hardcore before the book is complete. So it takes a lot less investment from our own end to start marketing the book initially. But when the book is published, we'll start marketing it harder. It's a hard market, so that's why the package price for, you know, post social media marketing is more compared to pre-booking marketing.
Well, what about the cost for my cover?
Cost for what?
The cover?
There's no cost for the cover. You have that in your package. There's going to be no cost for the cover. Did you read, Polly, read your package?
Okay, here's the deal. I did read it, but I read it a month ago, so I can't remember.
I'll be honest with you. If it wasn't me here, you'd probably be getting upselled by someone who would say, oh, it's going to cost you $1,000. And you'll just have to sit there and look at him like, okay.
Well, then it would be end of a deal. If I ever do not feel comfortable you know I'll walk.
I know.
So,
but trust me, there's a lot of you know shitty crap that goes on in this industry, but we're
right.
trying to. That's why we get like so many weird comments about, oh, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. They're like, we're not doing this. It's not something we do. But
right, because
I signed up,
and I was so excited, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm actually gonna get a book covered, published. And then I started doing my research, and I started panicking. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a scam. I'm being scammed. What is going on?
What did you research? What happened? I want to know the research.
The ghostwriting, you know, you pay for your ghostwriter. Your ghostwriter's
uh-huh.
crappy. And then you go ahead, and you're stuck with it, so you already have to pay. You've already paid for it, and it's written under your name. And then so you get a bad reputation after you've paid this big, huge fee for really bad writing, and then you're stuck with additional publication fees and everything. So that's why I said I'm not signing any copyright things until I see some writing. So, and it's usually around, you know, $20,000-$25,000 by the time that it's all done, and your reputation is ruined. So
I've seen that happen to a lot of people. And
yeah.
Because like so a lot of clients come to us and they say like we got scammed for like $35,000, $50,000,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, wow, how?
Mhm. And then you know, so that's one reason why I went under a pen name on this. So if if it doesn't pan out for me, I still have my real name. So,
I've read a few parts of the book. I'm not getting enough time these days in order to actually sit down and read a book. I haven't read a book in a few weeks. So I'm not getting enough time to do this. Like, the irony work for a book company, but I can't read a book.
So bad. but, I mean, it's not bad for you. I mean, it's not bad of you. It's bad for you.
Yeah.
Another thing that I just forgot my question.
It happens.
Yeah, I forgot. What was I going to say? Well, I'm 52, so... let's see.
You have reason, okay? You have reason. I'm
26. Yeah, you're younger than my son. So let's see. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Is there a final edit?
Like a full revision?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So after I do all these
after
minor
the entire
edits,
book is written,
mm-hmm.
we're still going to wait for your approval like we wait for everything. If you don't approve the book, if you want any section rewritten, if you want any section edited, if you want to, make any minor story changes, I've entire rewrite, that's a problem. But if you want, because of course, at the end of the day, it's like writing a new book.
Right.
And the reason why we take approvals of every patch that we send to you, the reason why we don't send a full book is like we spend so much time and then you don't like it. Then we're like, we have nowhere to go.
Right. But what I'm saying, is there a final edit from like a editor, on-site editor? Or is only the edits from what I do and what the writer does?
No, there's part of your package, unlimited revisions.
What?
Part of your package is unlimited revisions.
I know, but by who?
What do you mean by who?
What I'm saying is in the traditional book market,
mm-hmm.
okay, before you go to publication, you have a professional edit from an editor.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that an option? Or are the edits only what I do?
you can get it done. We actually have, it's again, it's part of how we do things. Once the book is completed, we have something that we call an editorial board, okay? The book goes to the editorial board. So these are basically, we have like 5 editorial teams, okay? Each is led by their own head. So the editorial board comprises of those 5 guys. Now, what we do is we give them a batch of books every week, okay? Those are written by us or those a client are requesting for an editorial review, okay? They read the books. They give their professional point of view on the pros, the cons, things we can, you know, do better for the book.
Okay. Now,
so
is that an additional
completed?
Fee?
No. That's not an additional fee. That's part of the, that's something we do for our own thing because we, at the end of the day, we want to deliver something good and not something crap. Because if we do deliver something good, you might actually think about, you know, spending more rather than spending less.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. All right. So this is, I just was wondering, you know, I just needed a guideline of towards of where I was going to go. And then if there was a final edit, and I was also worried about you, and I wanted to make sure you were okay.
I'm actually good. Actually, how things panned out for me was basically I was taking care of my fiance. So she was the one who got sick. So
well, you did at first, and then, yeah.
But yeah, for me, it goes only 2 ways. Either when I get sick, I get good really quickly, or I'm screwed. So I got good quickly. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here talking to you.
Of course. Okay. All right. Well, I will look over everything again. Like I said, I'm very, very happy. We're just getting kind of into it. I'm a little concerned that I don't have enough action. Not action. That's not the word I'm looking for. Drama? Like, yeah.
I can't talk to the writer on that because it's, look, I told you at the start of the call, when we were start working together, that the more input you provide, the better we're going to make the story. Because
right.
You have your own insight, like, and your own vision for where the book's going. But when we're ghostwriting a book, there's a vision of the, you know, the current writer as well, the vision that they're going through. If you have a vision, talk to me on it. Okay.
Okay. Well, these are the 2 things that I'm thinking of right now. The first scene, or the scene where he was, I can't remember what chapter, because I'm not even sure what chapter we're in. But the scene where they're talking about Chase often would go see Lily and have her jump out the window to sneak off with him or something. Okay, that did provide drama. But that was a little weird. So
you're talking about. I think there's a comment. I strongly do not like this. It just seems unrealistic and awkward. I remember that kind of comment somewhere. It was so red.
Yes. Because
I was like, I was scrolling down. Like, I see gray. I see yellow. Then there's like red. Like what happened?
Yeah. No, just know I'm not, I never like angry. You will always know where you stand with me if I'm saying like, no, this is making me angry. You're not listening. Da 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 da. But I don't feel that way at all. I just was like, nope, don't like that scene at all.
I got that.
Yeah, and then the next thing that I think would be really beneficial where to create drama is that scene where she breaks down, and they haven't written that yet. He said he was going to put that in next, and then I've got to review the characters that he created. That made me a little uncomfortable, but I understand why it had to be done. And there's a couple of names that we can't use in the United States, like Felicia. We can't use Felicia. We can't use Karen. We can't use one more. Felicia, Karen, and
oh my God,
Jessica.
I don't know why.
Yes, yes. And when I read Felicia, I about came out of my seat. I'm like, oh, my God, what is he trying to do, kill me? So I'm like, we cannot use Felicia.
Holly, so, Holly.
Yes.
For the memes, Holly.
So we cannot use Felicia. Because I am around middle school kids all day long, and all they say is, you're a Karen. Like, you're a Felicia. And that's all I hear. So.
But I have a question, though. Have you ever seen them? Like the
seen
personality? Yeah, have you seen that specific personality type?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yes. I live in a, well, I used to live in a affluent neighborhood, and I'm a country girl, and
I lost you.
Oh, every time I put it on the charger. Okay. I said, I used to live in a very affluent neighborhood, and
uh-huh.
but I'm actually, I was raised as a small country girl.
Uh-huh.
So all I saw were Karens, and I don't really get along with Karens that well. So
that's something
I'm,
we have to comment.
Yeah, I'm too direct for them. So, like, I took my son to the pool. I have an adopted son who's Afro-American, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not Afro-American. I'm white, and he's Afro-American, and he's adopted. That's why that's that
oh,
way in the book. For
you must have seen a lot of people being idiots.
Yes, we have experienced a lot of things, and so we sat down. And then they stood up, and then they moved over a couple of chairs. So then I moved over a couple of chairs, and then they moved over a couple of chairs. So I moved over a couple of chairs just to be ornery. So, and I'm like, you're not going to do this to me. And then she was sitting there complaining because she had wrinkles in her toes. And I'm like, oh, my God, you are such a Karen. So.
For the memes.
So, yeah. Let's not lose Felicia. Let's not use Karen. I think the other one was Jessica. I can't think of it. There's another one that's going around right,
right.
now, too.
Jessica? I'm a very
No, it might
customer.
Not be Jessica.
I haven't seen Jessica.
I don't know. But that was it. And I'm like, okay, so this person is obviously not living in the United States right now.
No, it's actually, the thing is, even if you already use those, it like, not, Karen is like the high class of it, but Jessica is like, it's a low class meme. I don't think it's going to disrupt anything. If it was Karen, I would have turned around and told him, bro, what are you doing?
Well, Felicia is pretty up there, too. So Felicia is actually lower class. So at least in our area, the South, it's like, yeah. So we're not going to be using Felicia. So
I'm
my son will watch.
I'm going to research this and get back to you on that.
On Felicia? No, he changed it. So he changed the name. And he's probably going, why is she wanting me to change this name? But so you just explain it to him.
I'll definitely do that. I'll explain it quickly. I've incorporated. I am trying to find the message where that the names are.
I hate this. What I hate this board, this work board, because I lose everything. And I can't attach things to the original and everything so pieced together.
But it helps us keep things in line if you want to ever check it. Emails don't do that well. They create a thread, but it's a weird thread if it gets too much. I think it was in notes. I sent you a whole note. Yes, I think. Yes. I have...
Oh, my phone's dying.
Well, we can talk about memes later then, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about memes later. Do you have everything cleared out? Are we good? We can talk later, no problem.
Yeah, we are good. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely no problem. Absolutely no problem. It's part of my work, and it's fun. Talking with you definitely is fun.
Okay. Well, you have a very blessed day, and please take care of your fiance and give her a southern hug from a southern girl and tell her we hope she gets better.
Will do, Holly. Will do.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
You take care.
Take care.
And, well, okay. I'll see you, and I guess I'll see you whenever I have a new draft for you.
Okay.
Or
then,
we can talk in between. Whenever
you
feel like, you know,
just
give me a call.
Whenever
yeah,
I get famous,
porch,
I have
yeah,
a
you'll
tour.
Do your porch gardening. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Take care. Bye-bye.